Hey, I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music program here on Space 101.1, where every month we chat with a new band based in the Pacific Northwest. This January, we are kicking off the new year with Salt Lick, a layered guitar rock band from Seattle. Things started, the band told us how they formed after a meeting at the University of Washington.
Yeah, it kind of was orbiting around UW. I went to UW, Malia did, so did Ian, and we all met there more or less around the U district. And we had a band before Salt Lick that I guess kind of became Salt Lick in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Teddy and I used to live together, I think, originally, and we had lived at like a music house with a bunch of people, and we'd have shows and everything. And then I moved in with Malia and other people that aren't on this call later. And then we were playing music over there. So at some point, we kind of got connected, the three of us, with some other people. We did that for a while. And then when that project was kind of at an end, we met up with Kevin, started playing there. Dylan was added much more recently. Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin actually lived in the house next to our show house, which was also a show house, but it was... Yeah,
but we had no idea.
It was like a year later, right? So,
yeah, it was a little bit later. Yeah. And then, yeah, I feel like Dylan's always has been around because we've recorded with Dylan our whole life as a band.
He's been the wind beneath our wings.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, Salt Lick started right around the time we met. I guess I was like around from the very beginning, but didn't join the band until like
this year.
Yeah.
Lindsay was the original guitarist in the band. I think she and Malia met. Were you guys the original, like, form the band motive between you two?
It was Teddy and I, because we recorded our first like batch of songs. It was just Teddy and I in his studio apartment behind the Kraken. And then we like decided we want to play them live, so we found more people to join, and Lindsay and I met at Rebar and I asked her if she'd join. We've had one more guitarist as well, Alex, and she played on our most recent album quite a bit, and she is in a local band called Dead Family Dog that is also very good.
We get to play with them all the time now.
Yeah,
they venture the details of life in a student music house.
When Ian and I lived together, we just basically played music every single day.
Yeah, it was less of like a show house and more we just played all the time.
It was like we repurposed the living room for basically our band practice space. That's kind of how I learned most of the instruments, is because we just played every single day and I was playing with people who were much better than me, or like, you know, I guess more experienced playing instruments, and everyone was just really excited about it. And then later, and Dylan and I lived at this house in Beacon Hill that we organized shows a lot there as well. And so we like practiced.
That's where I started recording. And
yeah.
Well, we had a roommate, Colin Milne, was very instrumental in setting up shows and making sure there's like a table right where people enter, where you pay for the touring bands and stuff. So he knew a lot of the bands that were kind of coming through, and then bit by bit we each kind of like learned from that and started helping out. Someone threw a tomato from our fridge at our window once.
It was
always precarious because you had a lot of people you didn't know coming to your house, but it's also college and a good time for fun.
I feel like I don't know, for all of us, and I guess to boil it down, like a music house to me has always just felt like a place where everyone that lived there was aware that there's loud music and was either down with it and just like okay with dealing with it, or was just a musician themselves. And so it just like turns into this incubator for art, because you just end up creating all the time, and then if people come and play, you're making connections, and like it was like a really lovely thing to have people come into our home and like see music there and be like, yeah, we did this. This is, and I met, you know, tons and tons of people through that experience. Mm-hmm.
The band described a favorite music house game called Stump.
We also played a lot of Stump.
Yeah, we played a game called Stump that we learned in Boston from some friends of ours. And you have a stump, like, you know, like...
A tree stump.
Tree stump, like 3 feet high. And you have nails and you have hammer. And you get your nail in there and then everyone takes a turn and they... You have to flip the hammer and then hit the nail in one fluid motion. And so the first person to get their nail down wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would play this at shows. We'd have like a crew of people around a stump, like flipping a hammer. And
they had a pretty big property there. It was in Beacon Hill and it was pretty secluded, which like says a lot about how excited people were for shows at this place, the Wormhole, that they would come sometimes far away.
Yeah, it was a really unique space, kind of in the forest a little bit, like, but in Seattle. It was pretty bizarre, but mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
Hothouse Flower is one of the first singles released off Salt Lick's 2022 album The Gift of Missing. We got to hear a little bit more about the story behind the song.
I had that riff for kind of a long time, and that actually did feel like kind of like Neil Young-y. I like had it like really hot on a bridge pickup. And when we were going into make the record, we had like a batch of songs, but we were also like, you know, what if some of these don't turn out? We should have some alternates. And I think like of all the alternates, like those were most of our favorites, I think.
Yeah, we ended up almost not including this song. And then it turned into one that we used as a single, oddly enough. Something about playing it live and also recording it was really tough for us. And it was like one of those things where we recorded it and no one was happy with it. And we just bumped it up a little bit in speed and then it became magic. And we kind of took that into practicing and playing live too. We just played a little faster now and it feels way better.
But yeah, you'll notice if you try to play along with that song on guitar or something, it'll always be a little out of tune because we literally had to like shift it up just like 5% to be a little bit faster.
Power Cowboy. Thanks so much for tuning in to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. We'll be back next week with more from Salt Lick. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Salt Lick, check out their Bandcamp or keep up with them on Instagram at Salt Lick.